Hey guys, welcome to the WWE Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today's Friday, June 29th, 2018. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast, of course. So let me be upfront here. I did not watch SmackDown yet this week, and I've only watched a piece of Raw. So this week, it's actually not going to be specific to the past week's shows for WWE. This is going to be about an issue that has been, to me, simmering for quite some time. And no, believe it or not, it is not about the Roman Reigns heel turn that I have been clamoring for and ranting about for 3-4 years now. This has to do with the WWE culture being such that their TV production is so micromanaged that it is cutting into and ripping away the credibility of a lot of WWE wrestlers. And it's more, I don't think anyone more pronounced is this affecting than Kurt Angle. And when you look at this guy's resume, he is a WWE Hall of Famer, had one of the greatest runs in WWE history, without question, picked up the business faster than anybody has ever picked it up, had a very credible, long career in TNA, wrestled around the world, and above all, was an Olympic gold medalist for amateur wrestling. And you have Kurt Angle now in the role, or he has been in the role for some time, of the general manager of Monday Night Raw. Over a year now. Now, putting him in this position, I think, it's one of the best things you can do for him at this point, right? On paper, because he can't, well, he could, but he's probably about 60% of what he was when he was in WWE that we all remember. And having him in an in-ring capacity on a full-time or even part-time basis is not where you want Kurt Angle at this point. So putting him in a managerial role on air is the smartest business decision that you could probably make for Kurt Angle. But here's where that story ends in terms of it being a positive for Kurt Angle. Yes, he's in the limelight. He's in the faces of WWE audience. We all remember how great he was. But the last year as the general manager of Monday Night Raw, I think, has really undermined Kurt Angle's credibility, his reputation, and his integrity, one of his three eyes. And really, well, maybe all three eyes, intensity and intelligence, all three have been affected. You know, the mantra he lived by. And I understand that this is all storyline and that this is not a real environment, but Kurt Angle, when you have a guy with that resume and you put him on air, and this is more, let me get to the nuts and bolts of my discussion and argument here. With WWE being very micromanaged, one of the elements of that micromanagement is scripted promos. This is nothing new. This has been an argument and a complaint of fans for several years now, 5 years plus, 8 years. And WWE has become very corporate. We know that. They are a Fortune 500 company. They're all about PG. They're all about the philanthropy. Don't get me started on that crap. But what I have a real problem with is when you script Kurt Angle that heavily, it is starting to really, really chip away at how I view Kurt Angle as a whole in his career. Because, admittedly, Kurt Angle's been, he's stumbling on his words on a weekly basis. And, you know, I'm not going to make fun of that because I think it's an actual, I would really, and I'm not a doctor, chalk that up to some kind of medical condition. Maybe it's him getting hit in the head too many times with chairs over the years, his body breaking down, what have you, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, his delivery's not great. Take the stumbling away. Take the stumbling over his words away. He feels and sounds so produced. That is not what made Kurt Angle the Hall of Famer that he is. That is not how I remember Kurt Angle. That is not how I want to remember Kurt Angle. And this, these scripted promos, yes, I would say 80% of the stars that are on TV are scripted. For, I would say, word for word. Now, you take a couple of guys like Kevin Owens, who adds a lot of his own flavor and has been trusted to just kind of get probably bullet points and run with it himself. Sami Zayn is another, okay? Finn Balor, you know, the guy that really could, I at least, could really do without his stomach-churning, consistent schoolgirl smiling. Like, it's his, it's like his first day of kindergarten, and he got to sit with the cool kids at the lunch table, and he comes over with that stupid grin. It makes me want to slap it off of his face. And I know you guys are all Finn Balor fans out there, and I think he's a great performer in the ring. Excuse me, I'm not going with the corporate lingo. He's a great wrestler in the ring. But when he comes out there and he is smiling like a little schoolgirl on his first day, and he's wearing the progressive LGBTQ rainbow colors as his wrestling personality shirt, it makes me gag, okay? Now, don't get me started on all these causes, and I don't support them and all that bullshit, okay? I am talking about the fantasy world of wrestling where the rules should not apply. Unfortunately, they do more than they should. I don't want to get on rants about that. But my point that I'm trying to make is that the scripted environment has, I think as a whole, really cut into the believability and the ability to emotionally invest in the product as a whole. But when you look at Kurt Angle on a weekly basis coming out there, talking, especially before a pay-per-view, he'll say, we have a women's match featuring, what is this? It's not a, you know, we're not at a play. I don't, that's, who speaks like that? You don't come out there and run down the card. Stephanie and Triple H did that when they were the Authority. You have Daniel Bryan doing it when he was general manager. I don't need everybody to sound the same. It's getting ridiculous. And Kurt Angle, I'm trying to focus, guys. I'm really trying to be very specific about Kurt here. It just sounds like it's not him. And when it doesn't sound like him and he looks like he's acting, when he acts, when he has emotions that he's acting for, it takes me out of the moment, and it's very obvious with Kurt. And when he acts like he's frustrated, he can't get control. And more importantly, taking this element aside, you have the dark cloud of Stephanie McMahon looming over him. You have Kurt freaking Angle as general manager, and he is neutered on a weekly basis. If it's not by Stephanie, it's by whatever wrestler of the week, or now more recently by Baron Corbin. It just makes no sense. Baron Corbin should have been put in the ankle lock the first week that he talked down to Kurt, saying he's Stephanie's constable or whatever crap title they want to give him. Although I will say Baron Corbin in this role is excelling. I will say that. So props to that part of the story. I'm enjoying it. But the point is that Kurt should not be taking this. He's Kurt Angle. He should not be sitting there being talked down to when we all know. When, why even bother having a GM if we all know that Stephanie McMahon's really the one pulling the strings behind the scenes? It makes no sense. Why bother? Why bother if you're not going to allow them to think for themselves, and you have this this chaperone of Baron Corbin overlooking every decision he makes? Why? How is Kurt Angle not snapped? And everybody, when Stephanie comes out, she's untouchable. Nobody can talk down to her. Nobody can get the best of her. She is in this untouchable, holier-than-thou, walks-on-water role. The only time that she ever gets someone else, has someone else get the best of her, is WrestleMania season. That's it. The other 11 months of the year, forget it. It makes no sense that you have Kurt Angle being neutered on a weekly basis, being scripted as bad as he is. Granted, Kurt has to take a little bit of responsibility for his delivery. You know, maybe he's trying to fight back. I don't know. But the delivery on Kurt Angle's part could be improved. As I said, his stumbling over words, I don't know how fixable that is. If it's a medical condition, you know, I'm obviously not making light of that. But, when you look at this, the bottom line is this, guys. I'm very revved up about this, because on a weekly basis, I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of Kurt Angle. I'm tired of Kurt freaking Angle having his balls chopped off every single week by whatever wrestler, by Stephanie, by Baron Corbin now, who has been given the authority to talk to Kurt Angle and you know, look at his decisions and analyze his decisions, because he has the power vested by Stephanie McMahon. It's Kurt Angle. He should have snapped by now. Grow a set, Kurt. Grow a set and come out there and be Kurt freaking Angle. And as Stone Cold would say, that's all I got to say about that. I'm tired of this dumbed down, neutered version of Kurt Angle that comes out there, reads from a script, and takes shit from people when he's Kurt Angle. He's in a managerial position and he is getting disrespected. His credibility is taking a big hit over the last year to me. And it's ridiculous. So that is my rant for the week. I understand it's not Raw about Raw and SmackDown, but you know what, guys? I have not had a lot of time to watch Raw and SmackDown. I'm honestly, with the newborn and work and Uber and Lyft and everything else, it's hard. I'm reading bullet points, but it's hard for me to do a weekly review, so maybe you'll get these quick hit rants, and that way I can connect with you guys. So that's all I got to say about that. I'm going to go make some dinner here and then enjoy my weekend. So everybody else, if you don't hear from me, enjoy the 4th of July, enjoy your weekend, stay cool, and I will talk to you guys later.